Bible translation workers experience frontline persecution in India. A ministry team brings God's peace through self-sacrifice to displaced Kenyans. And International Aid launches a child survival program in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians continue to be the focus of attacks in India, and now believers are starting to understand why the attacks are taking place. 90 churches and 700 homes have been destroyed. Thousands are displaced. Samson is with the World Bible Translation Center in India. He says these Christians have lost everything, including their Bibles.
Many of the Bibles are burned and destroyed. So some of the new believers, they don't have the Bibles right now. So we need to get the Bibles to the village schools. Some are staying in the jungles. So we need to give the word of God in these places.
WBTC is partly responsible in seeing the Christian population increase from 2.1% to 5.5% since last year. Hindus are upset. Samson says their faith is strong, though.
Hindu fundamentalists, they're visiting house to house, asking believers whether they are willing to renounce their faith. But these believers are not willing to give up Jesus Christ. And that is the result, that they are being more persecuted.
Next, more deadly ethnic fighting flared Sunday over Kenya's disputed election. Baptist Global Response, along with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, remains in place responding to the critical hunger needs of the thousands who have fled the fighting. 40% of the displaced are estimated to be young children. Pray for the people of Kenya during this turbulent time. Pray, too, for the teams that are meeting both the physical and spiritual needs in Kenya. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 2006, Global Advance was able to expand its training programs to 52, last year, 98. In 2008, Global Advance is trusting the Lord for even more growth. President and founder of Global Advance is Dr. David Shibley.
Now, we look toward a record year with 113 conferences for pastors, church leaders, and now marketplace leaders in developing nations.
Global Advance provides on-site frontline shepherds conferences and marketplace conferences to help pastors and business leaders serve Christ more effectively. Many commit to reaching the unreached. However, many of them face persecution in Muslim and Hindu areas of the world.
They need our affirmation. And this year, Global Advance will have the privilege of being face-to-face with at least 30,000 pastoral leaders, many of them facing intense persecution because of their stand for Christ.
Meanwhile, after a year of preparation, International Aid has a full child survival program in the Philippines. Their team serves in six rural villages of southern Mindanao because health care is rare. International Aid's Milton Amayan says they're addressing two main problems of malnutrition and diarrhea prevention.
The goal is to reach 70% of the children fully immunized, to reduce the malnutrition rate by at least 10%, and to reduce the number of children dying of diarrhea by at least 50%.
Amayan says people are open to the program. Although International Aid is a boldly Christian organization, the outreach comes through the partnership with the local church.
The follow-up on the issue of faith and Bible study is done by local churches, and we make sure that when people ask us about our faith, we are open about who we are and what International Aid is trying to do.
And International Bible Society Send the Lights providing Bibles to Suriname. The region is still struggling to rebuild from devastating floods 2 years ago. Among the valuables lost in the floods were family Bibles. IBS SDL produced the Suri Bible and is distributing it with the support of several partners. They also sent Sunday school materials, children's Bibles, and other Christian resources. Pray that the resources will help the church continue to grow. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.